James chapter 2. My brothers, don't have the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if a man with a gold ring comes to your assembly in fancy clothes, and a poor man in dirty clothes comes in also, and you have respect to him that wears the fancy clothes, and say to him, sit here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand there or sit here under my footstool, aren't you then partial in yourselves, and have become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, hasn't God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom that he has promised to those who love him? But you have despised the poor. Don't rich men oppress you and bring you before the judgment seats? Don't they blaspheme that worthy name by which you're called? If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor like yourself, you do well. But if you have respect of persons, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as sinners. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not kill. Now if you don't commit adultery, yet if you kill, you become a breaker of the law. Speak in such a way and do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has shown no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. What does it profit, my brothers, though a man says he has faith and doesn't have works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister needs clothes and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, but you don't give them the things that are needed for the body, what good is that? Even so, faith, if it doesn't have works, is dead, being alone. Yes, a man could say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. The devils also believe and tremble. But don't you know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Wasn't Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see how faith worked with his deeds, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also, wasn't Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For like the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also.